Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. You know, we're smack in the middle of our huge, cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. And that means that when you participate on the program, when you are heard on the air, you automatically win cool stuff. A lot of guests of the program, sponsors, and other friends of the show have provided all kinds of cool things. We've got tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff, as we do every summer, for the big Into Tomorrow summer giveaway. And again, all you need to do is participate. Ask a question about anything involving consumer tech. Help another listener, if you would. Perhaps we're answering a question and you've got some additional input. We love it when listeners help other listeners. Maybe share with us details about your favorite app these days. Any number of things that get you on the air get you prizes. So call in, win stuff. It's really easy. Anytime, by the way, day or night. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. We do want to hear from you, and we then can send you all kinds of goodies. Using touchscreen-based remote monitoring, video chat, and socialization systems to help individuals remain safer, more independent, and even more connected at home is what our next guest is very involved in. The CEO of Grand Care Systems is Laura Mitchell. Laura, welcome back into Tomorrow, and congratulations on your promotion. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. It's so great to talk to you after all these years.
I know it has been a while. We managed to connect with you a couple of times over the years at various trade shows and so forth. And then I hear that you were promoted to CEO, and it's like, oh my gosh, we've got to get Laura back on the show.
And, well, thank you.
Yeah. Tell folks a little bit, other than, of course, my introduction, a little bit more about Grand Care. How long have you guys been doing what you do? And then let's get into some specifics.
Sure. So Grand Care has been around for a long time in this industry. We started in 2005, which is like dog years in the aging and technology industry.
You guys are truly veterans in tech, unlike a lot of companies that just pop up out of the woodwork. So it's great to know that you've been around a while.
Absolutely. And so we are a touch-based system that helps seniors and other individuals that want to remain more independent at home using technology. So it's a touchscreen center that provides the resident with information such as medication management, schedules, messages from family and friends, pictures, reminders, games, fun videos, weather reports, news, and also provides them with a one-touch video chat option so that they can talk a HIPAA-compliant video chat, so they can talk with family, friends, and even providers. And optional motion and activity sensors and telehealth sensors can sort of indicate to the family and care providers that all is well. So, for example, if someone doesn't get out of bed in the morning or hasn't accessed the fridge at mealtime or medications, or if vitals are out of range, they can be notified and perhaps intervene a little earlier and make sure that that person is safe.
That's amazing. I remember when we first even got together that there was a big discussion just starting then about how, you know, healthcare at assisted living facilities is costing a fortune. And it's not so much that it's certainly a financial burden on the family, but it's also an issue, I guess, where a lot of elderly folks in this case perhaps are saying, I don't want to go to a facility. You know, I love my home and I'm comfortable here, and I get that you want to help keep an eye on me, but why do I have to just be put somewhere? You know, don't put me away somewhere. And I think that's right. Where GrandCare really comes in to say, well, you know what? We can actually do this. We don't have to put you in a home. We can keep an eye and help you, but let you live a lot more comfortably in your own home. And I guess, is that kind of the impetus of what you guys are doing?
Right, exactly. So, you know, AARP did a study, and it wasn't so recently anymore, but 90% of seniors wanted to remain independent at home because it's their home. And so obviously there are a certain number of individuals that just physically cannot stay at home, but there are a number of individuals that could remain at home with a little bit of technology intervention, with the proactive and predictive and preventative care, so that family can not be worried. You know, the caregivers are worried, is mom safe? She's all by herself. What would happen if she fell? How would we know? How do we know that she's, you know, performing normal activities of daily living, that she's gotten out of bed, that she's made her morning coffee, that she's doing well? Mm-hmm. And so this type of technology can really help to provide that peace of mind to the caregivers, but also that independence and empower the loved one to remain independent and connected at home, because they don't have to have a smartphone in order to get all of the advantages of it with the GrandCare touchscreen.
And of course, staying connected is one thing, and that's terrific, but the whole idea of independence too has, I guess, made such an impact on a lot of people that the response, I'm assuming, from folks that are using the GrandCare system have been, this is the best thing since sliced bread for them, right?
Right. And, you know, the thing is that a lot of our residents that are using the system, whether they're seniors or individuals with disabilities, are using it because they may not have access or may not be capable of handling a smartphone, and they need something a little bit more locked down, or they may need something that is a little easier to navigate. So family can perhaps place YouTube videos on the system, and it doesn't look quite the same. It's a much more simplified version. But at the same time, I can say, okay, mom loves Little House on the Prairie and maybe loves these videos of this singer or maybe these presidential speeches. And maybe she's not navigating YouTube on her own, but she's able to still benefit from all the power of all the things that are on the internet today.
Very cool. And you say that the family can then actually place these things, knowing what perhaps mom or dad prefers or likes, or grandma or granddad, what have you. And then they're there for them. It's not a matter of them having to go search for stuff. I liked your analogy of, you know, maybe a favorite singer or favorite TV series or something, and then just sort of connect them. And all they do is, I guess, touch the screen in the right place and it'll start playing their shows or something.
Right. They can just touch, you know, on their shows, and then it'll give a listing of all the shows that they want to watch. You know, we've had customers that had every episode of MASH there, and or Little House on the Prairie, or at the Honeymooners, I Love Lucy. So it's just anything that's already on YouTube. You just place the link right on it, and it really is just a simplified experience for them to be able to watch these YouTube videos or maybe music, or any type of website.
Sure. And of course, I know that I talked earlier about how, you know, no need to just put them in a home when you have this ability, but can I assume that you also have the systems available if someone is, in fact, in an assisted care facility and they can still take advantage of all these things?
Absolutely. And in fact, a lot of folks that are in some sort of, along the continuum of care and senior housing, appreciate the ability to do a one-touch video chat with their family and friends, and then, of course, be able to see all the pictures. There's a hook into Facebook pictures so that all the family can log in and enable the GrandCare to have access to all their Facebook photos. So now grandma, maybe she's not on Facebook, but she can have access to all of those photos and see what's happening with the great-grandkids. And also, you know, a lot of the family members, too, have added peace of mind adding some sensors in there, knowing that mom's being taken care of. I mean, the average cost of assisted living can range from $3,000 up a month in that's just assisted living. So you really want to make sure that mom is receiving the best quality of care and that, you know, her oxygen tank is coming at night and different things that you can actually monitor with the system.
Now, and how would you monitor these things? I mean, does your system sort of integrate with some of the smart home items or things or cameras or is it all built into your system that you're actually able to watch what's happening?
Right. So it's a little bit of both. The Grand Care has the video chat capability. So you could video chat in and talk to the care providers or the nurses or mom wherever she's living.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Grand Care is a software product and we integrate with existing off the shelf devices. So we utilize Z-Wave and a proprietary protocol called Inovonics and then some Bluetooth for the telehealth devices. So you could determine that if the door wasn't open between, you know, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. that the CPAP machine wasn't delivered. Or you could determine that if the door didn't open in the morning, mom never actually went to breakfast.
Gotcha.
You could have a bed sensor that could determine that if she was in bed all day, that something was wrong. Or if she didn't access the fridge or something.
Right. Or perhaps pill sensors that will let the caregiver know, the family member know that mom or dad took the pills at the right time or something. That's one
Absolutely.
Of the other items. Sorry.
Absolutely.
And it makes so much sense to not only have that technology, but I would imagine that it's allowing people to also choose the tech to save them money as well as hopefully give better care in the long run.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the more time that you can spend in your individual home versus going into some sort of higher level of care, you're going to save big bucks.
Laura, if you don't mind, pardon the interruption, but I tell you what, let us pay a couple of bills. We'll do a quick commercial break, and then we'll come right back, talk more with Laura Mitchell, CEO of Grand Care Systems, as Into Tomorrow continues.